them. Hello, my name is Hector, calling you from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Does anyone in your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, or an advertising agency?
No.
No one? Okay, awesome. Well, perfect, sir. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary election for the United States Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local office in Monroe County? You vote?
I'm in Florida, even though my phone number says Maine. Republican all the way.
A Republican? Okay. And you vote in this past election?
Excuse me?
You vote on this past election?
Oh, yeah.
A Republican, you say, right?
Yes. I used to be Democrat, but then I went independent, then Republican, then I voted for Obama, thinking that he would help relations with the race relations, and he actually destroyed the relation between us, white and black, and I'll never do the Democrats again.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And what is your main racial background? Is white, Caucasian, Hispanic?
Yep, white.
White? Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And what is your age? Between 18 to 45? 46 to 55?
70.
70? Okay, thank you so much for letting me know that. And generally speaking, would you say that things in Monroe County are going on the right direction or going on the wrong direction?
I think it's going in the right direction because the marathon is corrupt. But, I think it's going in the right direction.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And from the following list, which issue do you think that the office of Monroe County, they need to focus more to help you and your family? Taxes and government spending, a hurricane and the flooding preparation, affordable housing, overdevelopment, protecting the environment, illegal immigration, protecting the environment?
Yeah, I think the water quality sewer treatment, because they have wells they pump into the coral reef still. So they definitely need something, infrastructure going to the mainland to get rid of the sewer. And they're overbuilding now. So
awesome. Thank you so much.
More than letting me
know. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And, well, in this case, I'm going to give you the list of some public officials in Monroe County. And, well, in this case, you let me know if you're in favor or not in favor, okay?
Yep.
Awesome. And, well, in this case, the first one is Melissa Tomey.
Who?
Melissa Tomey.
I'm not familiar.
You don't know her? Okay,
no.
Not a problem. And Ricky Ramsey.
No, I'm sorry, but I'm a little ignorant on the
not a problem. Don't worry about that. And Ron DeSantis?
Definitely.
Favor or unfavor?
Oh, I favor him, yeah.
Favor Joe Biden?
Definitely not.
Not. Okay. And Paulo Wunderlich? Paul Wunderlich.
No, don't know him.
No, not a problem. Donald Trump?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. And Holy Meryl Rashain?
Don't know.
Don't know, not a problem then. And, well, in this case, and thinking ahead of the primary election for Monroe County Commissions, in this case, if the elections was today, for which of these following candidates you will vote? Melissa Tomey, the Republican candidate. Paul Underlich, a Republican candidate. only Mariel Rashin a Republican candidate or undecided?
Undecided right now. I'm going to I'll look into a lot of that. Right now I'm in Maine visiting my kids, and when I get back I'm going to look into the politicians to see which one's better. And you know, I mean, it doesn't matter to me if it's Republican, Democrat, as long as they're in the middle. You know, we need both parties to survive, but we can't have the extreme left and can't have the extreme right. So that's what I'm going for, middle of the roaders, or so that common sense will take over.
Okay, perfect. And so in this case, if you have to choose today, so you say that right now you don't know too much about the candidates.
That's right.
Okay, understood. And well, in this case, do you approve or disapprove the job that the Holy Mariel Rashin is doing right now as a county commissioner?
Again, I don't.
You don't know her?
No.
Not a problem. Not a problem. And all of, well, in this case, all other team being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election of the Monroe County? But you say that you don't know anything right now, right?
Right, yeah. So I'm undecided on all that.
You're undecided on that? And, well, in this case, do you think that a candidate who currently serves on a county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government? Which one do you like?
I'm both of them, actually. I'd have to see on what their resumes are.
Okay, understood. And do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly,
yep,
or about right?
No, I'm from the Keys, and they definitely they're developing too fast.
Too fast? Okay,
yep.
Understood. And which of the following is more important to you when you decide you're voting the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate position on a future development in Monroe County? A candidate position on marking or on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fight crime?
Yeah, the last one.
The last one? Awesome, awesome. Thank you. And do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing? Strongly favored? Somewhat favored? Somewhat opposed? Strongly opposed? Or you don't know?
Amorata, Publix would be good there, yeah.
Okay. Strongly favored?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And as you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the, again, trauma start helicopter, which flipped a critical injury patients to trauma hospital in Miami during emergencies. To pay this project, property taxes were raised about $11 per bond for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? With the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of it, being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to, in this case, increase the tax. In this case, because it's necessary for doing more infrastructure improvement, or during this challenging time, we should not raise the taxes to homeowners.
I don't think you should be raising taxes. You've got to do something to cut back.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for letting me know that. And if you knew the following statement about Holy Mariel Rashin, where to, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this Holy Mariel Rashin in the primary election for Monroe County? But you say that you don't know her, right?
Right.
Just kidding.
I will look into it when I get back, though.
When you get back.
Excuse me. I'm eating my lunch right now, so I'm trying to.
Sorry about that. Let me finish this right away because you told me that you're already during lunch. I don't want to take too much of your time. I almost finished. So now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were today, among the following candidates, for which one do you vote? Melissa Tomei, the Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Holly Merrill Rashane, Republican candidate, or you don't know?
Undecided.
Undecided. Perfect. 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 So you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish our classification purpose only. How long have you lived in Monroe County? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10 years? Between 11 and 20 years? More than 20 years?
11.
11?
11 years, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And well, in this case, if you were to label yourself, would you say that you right now are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative to moderate, right between.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Thank you so much. And well, in this case, what is the last grade of formal education you have complete? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with a associate or 2 years degree, college graduate with a bachelor or 4 years degree, postgraduate degree, or refuse?
High school graduate.
High school graduate. Excellent. Well, in this case, that's all the information that I need from you right now. And thank you so much for answering the call and help me with this short survey, okay? Hope you have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.